This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. This is a Radio Labour special report. In a major blow for union organizing in the American southern states, workers at the Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted against joining the United Auto Workers Union, the UAW. Here's the judge who oversaw the vote.
626 votes were yes for the representation by the UAW. 712 votes were no against representation by the UAW. According to the UAW, has not been elected as the bargaining representative.
Unlike many other employers in the U.S. faced with a union drive, Volkswagen management did not oppose the union and stayed neutral. The company said that it will now support the creation of a European-style works council at the factory. A works council is a group of employees voted by the workers to represent them in discussions with management about wages and working conditions. Volkswagen's neutral stance during the organizing drive was unusual in a country where it has now become normal practice for company management to threaten the workers if they decide to join the union. But typically for a union drive in the U.S. these days, millions were spent by right-wing organizations in an attempt to scare the workers away from unionizing. The governor of the state, Bill Haslam, and one of the federal legislators representing the state, Senator Bob Corker, had promised to stay out of the process. But in the closing days of the union campaign, when it became clear that the workers were leaning towards unionization, the politicians stepped in. They said that subsidies to the company would be jeopardized if the workers voted for a union. Despite this interference from the politicians and the millions of anti-union money spent in the state, 626 workers still voted for unionization. A union spokesperson noted that if only 43 out of the 1,338 workers who voted had supported the union, the plant today would be a union workplace. Bob King, the president of the UAW, spoke to a media conference after the vote.
Obviously, we're deeply disappointed, mostly for the workers, the people who are in the Chattanooga plant who worked so hard to get representation, to lose by such a close margin, and we have a lot of compassion for them. We're also outraged at the outside interference in this election, that a U.S. senator, leader of the House, leader of the legislature here, threatened the company with no incentives, threatened workers with the loss of product. We think that that's outrageous. We'll look at all of our options in the next few days. We believe in these workers. We believe in labor and management working together the way that Volkswagen does so well globally. We are deeply appreciative of VW Works Council, Volkswagen Management, and Iggy Mattal for all their work to try to create an atmosphere that people could make a democratic, open decision without threats and intimidation. And we're, again, outraged that people in the political arena decided that they were going to threaten the workers and they were going to threaten the company.
Mr. King was asked about the state of employment in the auto industry these days and the co-determination model practiced by most large companies in Europe. Co-determination means that workers, oftentimes unionized workers, have a say in how the company is operated.
You've seen a dramatically growing permanent temporary workforce. So these companies have quit hiring permanent. I'm not talking about Volkswagen. I'm talking about all the other non-represented, that the average wage of auto workers is slipping because all auto workers aren't together and unified and bargaining as a joint force. So, and we want the companies to succeed. And Germany proves, and we're proving with General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler today, by working together, companies can be much more successful. I really believe the Volkswagen model, the Works Council, the co-determination. If we want America to be a strong industrial nation, that's what we should be adopting. If Germany is the most successful industrial nation now, we should say we want more labor management relationship. Maybe this will cause our elected leaders to look at our laws and say, why aren't we doing more to support worker management, union management, positive relations in this country?
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.